For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. A South Carolina newspaper recently took center stage in the journalism world when the Charleston Post and Courier was awarded the prestigious Pulitzer Prize for its 2014 series on the alarming rate of women killed by domestic violence in the state. Entitled Till Death Do Us Part, it revealed not only that the Palmetto State was number one in the nation in 2013 in the rate of women killed by men, but that 300 women had been killed by their husbands or boyfriends in the past decade. Reporter Glenn Smith, who wrote the series with three others, tells how the paper came up with the idea for the stories.
The Violence Policy Center in Washington, D.C., every year they come out with a ranking of states in terms of the deadliest states for women based on the rate of women killed by men. And they ranked South Carolina number one in the nation in 2013. We started looking at that a little bit and realized that we had been in the top 10 for, I believe, around 15 years and been number one three times. And we started thinking, why is that so? Why are we so bad compared to the rest of the nation? What's going here that's driving this violence?
The Post and Courier formed a team to investigate and report. Jennifer Hawes, another writer on the series, said the story of the ranking could have been a routine news item, printed one day and left for other stories. But she says the longer the staff looked at it, the story turned into something much more.
We sat down and got our team together, laid out some ideas for where stories might go, began looking for victims, and found some incredibly courageous women who came forward and shared these very, very personal details of their lives so that this problem could be put out there in the public eye and addressed. And it was, I think, for all of us on the team, really eye-opening in a lot of ways to see just how prevalent it was and how little had been done about it.
The Post and Courier's announcement of the prize said that though South Carolina's laws have been called notoriously soft on domestic abusers, the series inspired the legislature to draft bills to try to reverse the situation. The House and Senate have proposed separate bills, so at the moment the matter is stalled, according to the paper's story. If nothing is passed this year, the legislature could take the subject up again next year. But Smith worries that the issue's momentum may be lost in the interim.
I worry a little bit that interim, attention could shift to other things like roads and infrastructure that also need attention. I also worry about the number of people who potentially could lose their lives in that period. Since the series came out, 30 more men and women around the state have died in domestic incidents while we've been talking about this. And the average is at least 30 a year will die during the legislative term. So time is of the essence to a degree here.
The reporters say receiving the Pulitzer is both a tremendous honor and very humbling. They also stressed that the series was a team effort, not just for the writers, but for the paper's many photographers, designers, videographers, editors, and supportive management and ownership. Hawes says it was a thrill to beat out the Boston Globe and the Wall Street Journal, but it was the public service of exposing a major problem to try to improve and save people's lives that was the true reward.
This is what we're here for. This is what a newspaper is here to do. We are here to do public service and to make this a better community and a better state. Now, if the legislature steps up to the plate and if changes get made across the state, we can also say, look, we're a state that recognized a really serious problem and did something about it.
This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio. South Carolina Public Radio.